Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
I'm John Batts with Josiah Osgood. His new book is Lawless Republic, the story of Cicero and the first century BCE Roman Republic. And yet the Republic turned on money. And a man named Varus, Gaius Varus, became governor of Sicily, which was the breadbasket of Rome before they acquired Egypt, in 73 BCE, and stole everything he could get his hands on that he regarded as art, everything. Although you could say he borrowed it and didn't return it. By the time Cicero came to this story, the people of Sicily had had enough and moved a case against him in the Roman Forum. The amazing thing to me, Professor, is that Cicero took it on, because Varus is extremely well-connected, not only to all the members of the Senate in Rome, but to Metellus, who becomes the governor after Varus. I want to say, what was Cicero thinking? Where did he think he could go with this? Because he's taking on billionaires.
Yeah, so normally Cicero defended those accused. And of course, that was a good way still to win fame, but also earn favors. And one thing that's sort of interesting about the Roman Republic is prosecution could be regarded as a little bit dirtier almost, right? Sort of going after people. It was sometimes said prosecutors were vicious individuals. So Cicero had been careful to avoid that. But as he's rising up the ladder, he suddenly decides he's going to take the case. Now, one reason was Cicero had actually spent a bit of time on the beautiful island of Sicily. He'd been in government service there, a pretty lowly post, but he'd made some friends on the island. The other reason he really took the case was the tides in politics were shifting at that moment. And there were sort of powerful individuals calling, at least sort of symbolically, for a cleanup of Roman government. There'd been a lot of scandals. And there's in particular a guy named Pompey, who's a major politician. And he had connections on Sicily too. So I think Cicero kind of has the backing of one group that wants to sort of target this problem of corruption, and Varus is sort of going to be the scapegoat.
So Pompey is behind Cicero taking on Varus, and behind Varus is the Senate, or the Senate as influenced by Sulla. The other major figure here is Sulla the dictator, who I believe has retired at this point, but Cicero had to be very careful. Is Varus backed by Sulla?
Yeah, so Sulla had died at this point, but okay. You're right that Varus was an old follower of this general Sulla, and had fought for him in a civil war. That's how he really started to rise up the ladder himself. And part of what's interesting about Cicero is he is born in this period where young men, many of them did choose sides in civil war, and they did some pretty awful things in their careers. And Cicero managed to escape that himself. And I think that's part of the sort of dynamic in this trial is very much sort of part of kind of what Cicero would call a crooked establishment. And Cicero is the outsider who's going to come in and try to expose them. And here at this point, he claims, you know, I'm fighting on behalf of the Roman people, stamping out this corruption of the highest levels.
So he becomes a crusading district attorney, going to clean up the town. Wonderful, because we're going to see what happens when he tries to clean it up. He's going to tell a whale of a story. The book is Lawless Republic. Professor Josiah Osgood is the author. We're headed to a trial about pirates and the Senate and an enormous theft and Cicero the hero.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, this is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. My fur babies give me everything, and I wish I could give just as much back. But hey, I'm only human. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition. Hill's science-led nutrition helps you give more love than humanly possible. Most days my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill, or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel guilty knowing my babies Pancho and Rayu are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food so they can taste mi amor profundo. This human understands, science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.